The ex-husband is vengeful. Chapter 281. Congratulations, Leon said. The progress of Mason's cultivation had been paused for 6 years and his true energy had accumulated to a certain level. The only reason that he had not been able to reach higher levels was because of the blockage in his internal circulation. With Leon's help, the accumulated true energy exploded, bringing Mason's cultivation level up to the intermediate innate state. Thank you for your help, Mr. Wolf. Mason fell onto his knees respectfully once again. He had thought that Leon would advise him for a period of time and had not expected to reach anything more than the initial innate state. To his bewilderment, it only took Leon a few minutes to help Mason in ascending 2 levels. Such talent was unheard of, and not only was Mason thankful, his admiration for Leon grew. It's nothing. Don't sweat it, Leon said, feeling slightly bitter. He had just surpassed the initial innate state himself and had not expected Mason to rise to the intermediate state within the blink of an eye. To have someone who was weaker than him surpassing him with his help filled Leon with a strange, bitter feeling. Mr. Wolf, I will be forever in your debt. I will work for you if you would have me. Let me repay the favor. No matter what your commands are, I will carry them without hesitation. Mason said sincerely. Leon had helped with Mason's cultivation, which was usually done by a master to his disciples. However, since Leon was reluctant to take Mason as his disciple, Mason was more than willing to be his subordinate instead. It's fine. Let's just consider each other friends. It's really not that big of a favor. Leon could sense the sincerity in Mason's tone and admired Mason for being such a grateful and righteous man. Mr. Wolf, I know that I am too mediocre to work for you, but I have connections, and if you need something in the future, I can run errands for you to prevent you some troubles, Mason said. Sure. Leon recalled rescuing Cynthia a few days ago. Though he had no clue as to who the people going after Cynthia were, seeing how he had destroyed their plan, it was only sensible to assume that they would seek revenge. A subordinate in the intermediate innate state like Mason would prove to be useful somewhere down the road. Great. Mason was overjoyed. He assumed that Leon was a man in the realm of a supreme master, and considering how young Leon was, his future was bright and anyone would be blessed to be able to associate themselves with such a capable young man. Mason, leave me your contact. Do whatever you want from now on. I will call you if I need something from you, Leon said. Sure. The two left one another with their contacts and Mason turned to leave cheerfully. Meanwhile, in the study room of the Sullivan Mansion, Brody and Marilyn stood before a man in his 50s. The man who oozed an authoritative aura was Brody's father and the chairman of the Sullivan Enterprises, Samuel Sullivan. Brody, what on earth happened? Why are the cosmetic stores under us shut down? As the person in charge of the chain stores, you need to give me an explanation. Chapter 282. Samuel slammed his palms onto the desk with a dark expression. Dad, a brat by the name of Leon Wolf tricked me. He reported to the WIC group and caused this loss to our company. Brody explained the situation. He knew that Leon was just a helpless orphan and did not think that he would possess the influence to command Jensen, so Brody merely thought that his act of raising the product's prices had enraged the WIC group and Jensen was merely doing what duty commanded. Who is Leon Wolf? Sullivan Enterprises has no beef with him, so why would he report us? Samuel asked. He's Marilyn's ex-husband and he has a grudge toward me, Brody said gingerly. Marilyn's ex-husband. No wonder. I told you over and over again to marry a virtuous, innocent woman. You just wouldn't listen and went to find yourself a married woman. Are you trying to give me a heart attack? Samuel growled as he turned to glare at Marilyn in contempt and disgust. The Manson family was hardly a match for the Sullivan family in terms of financial status. On top of that, Marilyn had been married before and was not a worthy match for Brody. Had she not been pregnant with Brody's child, Samuel would have never agreed with their marriage. Marilyn paled as bit down on her lower lip wordlessly. She had thought that marrying into the Sullivan family meant that she would be able to enjoy a much better life. Though it all seemed perfect in her imagination, reality struck her down in the end. Since the two families were hardly on the same level of power and status, she was looked down on in the Sullivan family with no rights to speak, almost like the way Leon was treated back when Leon stayed in the Manson family. Marilyn slowly began to understand what Leon felt at the time and wondered if this was the God's way of punishing her. Dad, what should we do now? Leon cost our company millions. Are we supposed to let this go? Brody asked. He resented Leon and was desperate to get rid of Leon. However, he feared Leon for his strength and no longer had the courage to cross Leon after failing time after time. Of course, not. An eye for an eye. I'm going to make him pay for costing us millions. Samuel said. Though the cosmetic stores were not their main source of income, Samuel could not possibly tolerate Leon's actions because he had declared war against the Sullivan family. Once news of what happened got out, the Sullivans would be the laughing stock of all of Springfield City. Dad, Leon might be a nobody, but he's a really skilled fighter. I hired Mason with a huge payment to deal with Leon, but even Mason was defeated. If we want revenge, we will have to plan this out carefully, Brody said worriedly. The memories of how Leon defeated Mason with one kick still sent chills down his spine. Mason is only a man. He used to be the strongest man anyone knew. But that's years ago. Right now, there are countless men out there who are stronger than him. Leon Wolf is still a man and so long as we pay handsomely, we don't have to worry about finding someone to teach him a lesson. Samuel sneered evilly. I am not so sure. Chapter 283. Brody was concerned, feeling traumatized from his previous encounters with Leon. Relax, I will take charge of this and everything will go smoothly. Sometimes, violence isn't the solution and you need to be smart about it. Samuel pointed at his head. Be smart about it? Brody repeated in confusion. Everyone has their weaknesses. Once we find his, he can be the greatest fighter alive and it still won't help him. Samuel said. Brody's eyes lit up as he giggled excitedly. I get it. He might be an orphan, but he's just gotten himself a new girlfriend. We just need to target his girlfriend and his death is certain. Attaboy. Samuel burst into laughter. Dad, I think there's more to Leon than you realize. He managed to turn the Wick group against us with ease and possesses superhuman strength. He's not the same man as he was, and I'm worried that he might have more tricks up his sleeves. I think that we should just let this pass before we enrage him," Marilyn said hesitantly. She had finally come to clarity after what happened. She understood that Leon had only spared them for the sake of her late grandfather, and if they dared to challenge him again, Leon might not show them mercy again. It was simply too big a risk to take, and she would rather focus on building a better life with Brody than to provoke Leon again. He is such a powerless scum. What tricks can he possibly make up his sleeves? Stop speaking like we are scared of him," Brody said frustratedly. But, before Marilyn could finish, Brody interrupted her, "Shut it. My dad is taking charge, so we are going to succeed. All right." Seeing how determined Samuel and Brody were, Marilyn sighed and decided to remain quiet. After saying goodbye with Janice, Leon rode his motorbike back to the mansion in Dragon Bay Villas. He was covered in sweat after an eventful day and hurried up the stairs to take a shower. As soon as he walked in, a figure appeared before him. Long, curly hair with alluring curves and fair, smooth skin. His blood boiled at the sight, and he immediately pinched his nose to stop his nosebleed. The person inside was stunned for a few moments, before sobering and screaming as she kicked Leon in the chest. Bam! Taken by surprise, Leon was sent flying out of the bathroom. "WH, what is going on?" he thought dazedly. Just then, the bathroom door opened and a beautiful young woman at around 17 appeared with nothing but a towel around her. She widened her eyes in rage and blushed in embarrassment. "You are sick. You monster. Pervert. I'm going to kill you." She raised her leg and launched another wave of attack toward Leon. Shocked, Leon crawled away awkwardly. Chapter 284. WH, who are you? Leon ran around the room in the most discomfited manner possible. I am your worst nightmare, the young woman gritted out in rage. Realizing that she could not catch up to Leon, she grabbed whatever was closest to her and flung them toward him. The room turned into a mess within a blink of an eye. The noises soon caught the attention of Iris, who was upstairs. She had probably come out of the shower and walked down in a skin, tight silk gown with wet hair like a mermaid that had just come onto shore. "Louisa, Leon, what are you two doing?" She was shocked to find the room in its state. "Cousin Iris." The young woman threw herself into Iris's arms. "See, cousin. Iris, this is your cousin." Leon was shocked and impressed at the same time. It was no wonder that the young woman was as beautiful as a fairy. Apparently, beauty ran in Iris's family. "Yeah. Allow me to introduce you. This is my cousin, Louisa Green. Louisa, this is Leon." Iris introduced the two with a gentle smile. "Leon? He should be called Lute instead." Louisa glared daggers at Leon. "Lute?" Iris was confused. "What's going on, Louisa? What happened?" He bullied me," Louisa muttered tearfully. "He bullied you? Seriously? I would be thanking the gods if you are not bullying others. Who on earth would dare to bully you?" Iris's eyes darted between the two people before her, before turning to look at the mess on the ground. Iris's grandfather and aunt had been her closest family, so she knew her cousin, Louisa, like the back of her hand. Louisa was the little devil of the family with countless ways of pranking others, and no one dared to cross her. On the other hand, Leon had been a gentleman so far and could not possibly bully someone for no reason, so Iris did not believe for a moment that he would bully Louisa. Louisa was rendered speechless. As a lady, she could not bring herself to describe what happened, especially when Leon did not mean to see her naked, so she would only embarrass herself by talking about it. All right. Whoever bullied who? This ends here. Iris said, before noticing Louisa's long, fair legs exposed under the towel. She scowled and said, "You are a girl, so you shouldn't run around with nothing but a towel on. Hurry to your room and get changed." "All right," Louisa swallowed her pride and glared at Leon, before heading back to her room angrily. Knowing that he was to blame, Leon started cleaning the mess on the ground after she left. "Iris, why is your cousin here?" he asked. "Oh. She got into Springfield University and school starts tomorrow. My aunt sent her here to stay during her time in college and asked for my help to take care of her," Iris explained. Just then, Louisa returned, fully dressed. "Iris, who's this guy? Why is he in your house?" She shot a frustrated look at Leon, despising him for their first encounter. Chapter 285. "He is my secretary and he is living here for now," Iris explained. "He lives here? Is he your boyfriend? Are you two officially moving in together?" Louisa was shocked and scanned Leon up and down, unable to find anything special about him that might be able to impress a beauty like Iris. "What are you talking about? We are just friends." "Shut it." Iris flushed. "Really? I don't believe a word of that," Louisa said suspiciously. "Leon saved my life once and since he didn't have a place to stay, I told him that he can stay here for now," Iris said.
"I see. Lude, why haven't you left up until now? Are you going after my cousin?"
Louisa stared at Leon warily. Leon's heart sank, but he was not going to admit that he liked Iris, so he smiled and said, "My name is Leon, not Lude. Humph. Whatever. I am calling you Lude anyway. A lewd man who is after my cousin." Louisa snorted. She knew that her cousin was breathtakingly beautiful and any man would fall for her, so Leon would not be the exception unless he was not a man. Embarrassed, Iris flushed and said, "All right. Stop it. I'm being serious. Don't worry, though, I am here now. If this man tries anything, I'm going to beat him up," Louisa said while waving her fist in the air. "I can't take this anymore. I'm heading back upstairs to rest now," Iris said, before leaving. Leon knew better than to argue with Louisa and slipped back into his room as well. The next morning after breakfast, Iris said, "Leon, Louisa needs to go to campus for admission, but there's something that I need to do, so can you send her to school for me?"
"Sure."
Leon nodded. "Iris, I can go on my own. I don't need him to come along," Louisa protested. "No. This is your first day at school and there are going to be a lot of students there.
I don't want you to go alone. Leon will go with you. Ira said decisively. Feeling defeated, Louisa reluctantly accepted it. After Iris left, Leon took Louisa to the garage when it was time to go. Get on, Louisa. I will send you to school on a motorbike. He got onto his motorbike. Louisa immediately recognized the motorbike he was riding. It was the birthday gift from her mother to Iris, and she could not believe that Iris would give it to Leon. You are a guy. Aren't you ashamed that you are riding a motorbike made for women, instead of driving a car? What, are you trying to use this as an excuse to get close to me? She crossed her arms in front of her chest and watched Leon warily as though she was looking at a perverted man. The back seat of the motorbike was narrow, and if she sat on it, she would have to press her body against Leon, and the thought alone disgusted her. But I don't have a license, Leon muttered. Chapter 286. He felt awkward. I thought that you were useless, but you are worse than I originally thought. Louisa rolled her eyes. It's a good thing that I just got my license during the summer vacation, unlike you. She lifted her chin proudly as she opened the door of the car next to her and went inside. Leon flushed, slightly taken off guard by Louisa's odd temper. However, since Iris had entrusted her cousin with him, he had to follow through and reluctantly went into the car. In Springfield University, Leon and Louisa arrived early, but it still took hours for them to complete all the necessary procedures for admission. Louisa ran into two of her high school schoolmates that got into Springfield University as well. Both of her schoolmates were young women. One of them was called Annie Holt, a woman with an above-average look, but a tall, slim build complemented by fashionable clothing, so one could assume that she came from a rather wealthy family. The other, by the name of Lacey Paul, was extremely beautiful, but seemed to come from a family that was less sufficient. She tied her hair in a ponytail, and though her dress looked slightly worn from washing, she looked innocent and refreshing overall. The three had been in the same high school and felt extremely happy to run into one another, so they immediately erupted into heated discussion. Louisa, who is this? Annie glanced at Leon curiously. Oh. This is Lude. A servant at my cousin's. Louisa shot Leon a look of contempt. Leon came close to having a heart attack from the way she described him. Though it did seem logical for Louisa to consider Iris's secretary a servant, he still felt slightly irritated by it. Who would call themselves Lude? That's such a weird name. Both Lacey and Annie were stunned and were about to believe what Louisa said. My name is Leon, not Lude. She is kidding. Leon smiled bitterly and explained. The two came to a realization and started giggling. Hello, Leon. My name is Annie, Louisa's high school schoolmate, Annie introduced herself confidently. My name is Lacey, Lacey muttered sheepishly with a blush on her face. It's late now. You all haven't eaten after running around all morning, right? Come, I will buy you girls lunch, Leon said with a smile. Though he did not like Louisa, she was still Iris's cousin, and he had to take care of Louisa at his best effort instead of holding a grudge toward her. Forget lunch. I don't want it. Louisa rolled her eyes at him. Slightly stunned, he asked, "What do you want, then?" We have time and there's nothing else to do later, so let's go to a bar. I've never been to a bar before, so I want to take this opportunity to check it out.
A bar? No way. That's where adults seek entertainment. You three are students and you can't go to a place like that.
He objected immediately. He had not been to a bar before either, but based on television shows and novels, bars and clubs were filled with all different types of people and he could not allow Louisa to go to one.
Chapter 287. You bumpkin. We are all of age now, so why can't we go?
Louisa straightened her back proudly. When she was younger, her parents kept a close eye on her and she could not go to a bar, but she was recently freed from their restraints and had just celebrated her 18th birthday. For someone as playful as Louisa, she was determined to go to a bar out of curiosity.
Yeah, we are technically adults now.
Annie itched to go as well.
Both Annie and Louisa came from wealthy families and were more prone to seeking excitement.
Let's not.
Those places are dangerous.
Let's not go, Lacey whispered.
What's there to fear?
This is a civilized society.
A bar is just a similar thing to a karaoke club.
Lacey, don't worry.
This is my treat.
Let's have some fun.
Louisa said, before grabbing her friends by the arms and leading them out of the campus.
No.
You can't go to a bar.
Leon darted up to stand in their ways.
Move away.
Stay out of my way.
We can go anywhere we want.
If you don't want to go, you can catch a taxi and ride home on your own.
Louisa glared at him. She did not like Leon to begin with and began to feel annoyed at him for stopping her from doing what she wanted. But, Leon was rendered speechless and since he was no one to Louisa, he had no rights to interfere with her choices.
I guess I'll come along, then.
He compromised.
With him along, they should not be in any danger.
The Blue Moon Bar was a luxurious bar and though it was not at night, there were still plenty of customers inside since it was situated in a busy area close to Springfield University. As soon as Leon and the others walked in, they were immediately greeted by the deafening music played on the immersive sound system. There were light projections and an extravagant, looking bar, making it look as though they were in a music festival. The bar was incredibly spacious with over 2,000 square feet. In the middle of the bar was a gigantic stage stood three female singers in revealing outfits. They sang and danced, pushing the hype in the air to the peak. There were young people dancing along to the music to their heart's content around the stage. Leon and the others headed toward the bar and the group immediately caught other customers' attention. What beauty!
Those three look so good.
Yeah, especially the one in the middle.
She's as beautiful as a fallen angel.
The other two aren't bad either.
One looks innocent and the other has a good body.
I wonder who that man is.
Lucky him to come to a bar with three beautiful women.
The crowd was enchanted by Louisa's sophisticated beauty that rivaled that of Iris and Cynthia, who were two of the most beautiful women in Springfield City.
A beauty like that was a rare gem.
Chapter 288. Many stared at Leon in jealousy. Leon ignored the crowd and ordered drinks with mild alcohol content and some fruits. Louisa and the other two were just students and had no habit of drinking. They had only come to the bar out of curiosity,
so they did not argue with his choice of drinks. Just then, Leon's phone started to vibrate. He took it out and saw Cynthia's name on the screen. Since the music inside the bar was too loud, he could not answer the call inside. Leon let the three women next to him know, before heading outside to answer the phone call. As soon as he left, the other customers immediately started eyeing the three like they were prey. A tall, muscular man in his early 20s hurried over with a glass of cocktail in hand. "Hello, ladies. Do I have the pleasure of being friends with you?" the young man said and shot them a charming smile. Seeing how he did not seem to be a bad person, Louisa hesitated, before nodding.
"Sure.
Really? I'm so glad." The young man was overjoyed, not expecting to get a response from the most beautiful woman out of the three. He proceeded to introduce himself in excitement. "My name is Joseph Winter. I'm the young master of the Golden Eagle School of Martial Art. May I have your name?"
"My name is Louisa."
"Wait, your family runs a martial arts school? That means you are a great fighter, right?" Louisa was surprised and intrigued by the fact that he was the young master of a martial arts school.
"Of course. I have studied martial arts from a young age and I know countless forms of martial arts like the back of my hand. I don't mean to brag, but I've never met anyone who can win against me among people my age." Joseph grinned smugly and rolled up his sleeves to display his muscles. A martial arts school usually studied a broad spectrum of martial arts. The Golden Eagle practiced karate, taekwondo and other traditional forms of martial arts, so its members were all rather skilled in external power. Joseph had been trained for years and could easily defeat 10 people on his own. His handsome looks and muscular build gave him an advantage in places like bars and clubs, so he had been with countless women and even some married women.
"Wow! Impressive! I've always loved martial arts and I admire martial artists. When you are free, can you teach me?" Louisa's eyes lit up. If Joseph had no rivals in his age group, it could only mean that he was extremely strong and might even be a rare talent.
"Sure.
No problem. Just give me your number and I can give you some private lessons." Joseph was over the moon, not expecting Louisa to walk into his trap so easily. Once he had the chance to be with her alone, he was confident that she would fall head over heel for him. Through all the women he had been with, they had all been ordinary beauties, and he had never known true beauty until he saw Louisa. If he had the chance to enslave her, he would be willing to do anything. "My number is..." Before she could give him her number, Leon returned from the phone call. Spotting a strange man talking to Louisa, Leon was shocked and immediately went to stand between them, all the while glaring daggers at Joseph.
"Who are you?
Go away." Chapter 289. "Lude, what do you think you are doing? Joseph is my new friend and we are talking about martial arts. Get out of the way." Louisa roared in irritation and shoved at Leon, but could not manage to shove him aside.
"No way.
Louisa, one look and anyone can tell that he's a bad person.
Don't get fooled,"
Leon said. "Who are you calling a bad person?" Joseph was furious, but could tell that Leon was Louisa's acquaintance, so he calmed himself and asked, "Louisa, who is this? Who is he to you?"
"Oh,
he's just a servant at my cousin's. Not worthy of our time, Louisa snorted in contempt.
Just a servant, huh?
Joseph sneered and waved his fist. Brat, I'm warning you. Go away, or I'm going to beat your ass.
As if you can.
Leon chuckled. As a person surpassing the initial innate state, he had no fear for the likes of Joseph.
How dare you?
Enraged, Joseph raised his arm, eager to teach Leon a lesson while showcasing his strength in front of Louisa. Louisa sat back with a smirk. She had always enjoyed chaos, and since she did not like Leon, she too was desperate for Joseph to beat Leon up.
Just then, a group of young men in Mohawk came to the bar.
Ricky, look.
That chick looks so hot.
One of the men spotted Louisa. The man who was called Ricky turned and was instantly stunned. He immediately walked over and scanned Louisa up and down.
Hi, babe. Let me buy you a drink and let's get to know one another.
Yeah.
You too, too.
Let's be friends, the other men targeted Annie and Lacey. It was obvious that they were thugs, and both Annie and Lacey backed away in fear.
Scram.
Louisa roared in a cold expression. She was willing to talk to Joseph simply because he was the young master of a martial arts school, but the thugs before her clearly meant nothing good, so she did not bother with being nice.
Wench, you should be honored that Ricky wants to befriend you.
Know your place, enraged, the thugs roared viciously in an attempt to intimidate the three. Leon's expression darkened at the things they said and was about to leap into action, when Joseph beat him to it.
Who do you think you are? How dare you talk to Louisa that way?
Do you have a death wish?
Joseph roared proudly. All damsels in distress loved a hero, and since the three women were in danger, Joseph was not about to let go of the chance to rescue them. Apart from Louisa, Lacey was also a beauty and Annie had a great figure. If he performed well in front of the three beautiful, young women, he might manage to capture all of their hearts and make all of them his.
Chapter 290. Just thinking about it made him quite emotional.
Seeing as Joseph was forcefully trying to take charge, Leon decided against doing anything. He put Louisa and the other women behind him, and retreated backwards so they would not get hurt.
Where the heck did you come from?
Do you want to die?
Ricky was furious as he shot his subordinates a glance. They immediately surrounded Joseph. Joseph did not waste any time, taking the initiative as he kicked Ricky right on the chest. Ricky was sent flying into the bar counter behind him. The bottles of alcohol were sent crashing to the ground.
How dare you hit Ricky?
Brothers, let's get this guy together.
One of the subordinates shouted angrily, getting the others to charge at Ricky fiercely. Ricky crawled up from the ground in a pathetic manner, incredibly furious as he picked out a broken bottle from next to him and rejoined the battle.
Bang bang bang.
Ricky was quite the competent external martial artist, so there was no way those random thugs would be a match for him. He looked like a tiger among sheep as he punched and kicked them, seemingly unbeatable. In just a moment, Ricky's men are all on the ground. At that moment, the commotion had already attracted the other guests around. Many of them were standing around to look at what was happening.
Wow, how strong is he?
That handsome guy is taking on five others by himself.
Isn't that amazing?
That's right, he's not just handsome, but so manly as well. Being with him must really make you feel safe. Quite a few of the female guests had a sparkle in their eyes, completely captivated by Ricky's heroics. Even Louisa's group was looking at Ricky with a very favorable expression. Feeling the looks of admiration from everyone, Ricky made sure to put on a show. He held his head high and puffed up his chest, looking as impressive as he could. He was quickly the focus of everyone's attention. Who's causing a scene at the Blue Moon Bar? How dare you? Suddenly, a cold shout could be heard. A middle-aged man in a gray suit who looked to be in his 40s walked over imperiously with a cold expression. He had more than 10 strong-looking men with him. It's Mr. White of the Blue Moon Bar. We've got a show to see now. Quite a few of the regulars at the bar recognized the middle-aged man, and they quickly made a path for the man. A bar as high, and as the Blue Moon Bar would normally have someone skilled looking over the venue. Those people were usually vicious figures in the underworld. Mr. White was the second, in command of the Blue Moon Bar. He was quite famous in the underworld, and was quite a skilled fighter. What's going on here? The man asked one of the guards with a dark expression on his face. Mr. White, this is what happened. A brief recounting of what happened was given. Mr. White, we're definitely at fault. We weren't trying to cause any trouble. That brat was the one who attacked first, he's to blame. Ricky pointed at Joseph with a fearful look on his face. Him and his men all worked in the underworld, and had heard of White's name before. They knew that White was not someone they could afford to provoke. All of them started to tremble under the pressure that was coming from White, and they hurriedly pushed the blame on Joseph. Of course, it was the truth as well. Joseph had definitely been the one who attacked first, so it was not like they were lying. That's right, I attacked them first. They were causing trouble for my friends, and I just wanted to teach them a lesson for my friends' sake.